All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday, hump day.
Hump day.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't tell y'all how tired I am. Three days straight.
The work I put in.
I put the work in, Shirley. Three straight days.
It sounds like, you know, you saw that meme where black people say, when they at the job, I ain't come here to work. Ain't nobody come here to
work. Come to socialize.
Like, I like that one the guy said, if you're trying to hire the guy, and said, look, if you would you come in on your day off? He's like, hell no, I ain't coming in on my day off. Who the hell does that? I ain't coming in on my day off.
Where do they do that?
All right.
So yesterday, Carla had a bunch of questions she asked us. And so, Jay, you said you have some for us today?
Oh, I got some good questions. Here it is. Let's go back in the day. Back in the day. Here we go. Junior, you know, Shirley, everybody. Your mama gave you $1 to go to the candy store. What are you going to buy? What are you going to buy? You got $1. All right. Junior, you go first. Junior, what you going to get? What you get?
We didn't go to the candy store. Went to the candy house. It's Miss Hilda.
Candy house.
She had hamburgers for 50 cents. I get one of them. And then with the other 50 cents, I could buy a penny candy. Then he had nine latest Jolly Ranchers and the ring, the candy ring. All that for $1. I'm good for the day.
That's it. You good. You straight.
I'm good for the day.
She sold hamburgers? She sold
hamburgers for 50 cents?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
That wasn't a candy lady.
That was a restaurant. It was.
In the hood, too. Right.
Yeah. In the hood. Carla, what you going to do with your dollar? You got a dollar. You got $1. What you going to buy with your dollar?
Okay, I'm going to get a pickle with a peppermint
stick.
Oh, my God.
You took
Carla
mine.
From Chicago. Oh. That's right. That was mine, Carla. Yes.
Also, I'm going to get some green apple noun-laters along with the watermelon noun-laters. And then I'm going to top it off with something sweet. Honey bun, boo.
Oh, my God. That's good eating right there, baby. All right, Shirley, what you going to get with your dollar? What you getting with your dollar?
Okay, growing up in Chicago, I was going to get the peppermint stick in the pickle, in the dill pickle, too. But Carla said that I'll get a bag of chips with the hot sauce. The chips are crunched up. The hot sauce is already on them. That's about a nickel.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm going to get a payday. I'm going to get an Almond Joy. I'm going to get some bubble gum. And just, you know, various. Well, I couldn't get apple Jolly Ranchers because my mom did not allow those in the house. She hated the way they smelled. So I could only get grape and cherry.
People say that.
My mom hated it. They weren't allowed in our house.
Apple Jolly Ranchers make your breath stink.
I'll either get a grape or orange soda with my chips. With the hot sauce.
Your dollar right there. Okay, what I'm going to get. Here's what I get. I got a dollar. Yeah. Now, y'all know I'm from the South, so we do it a little different. I'm going to get 50 cents. Whether them cookies that look like little flowers with the hole in it, them butter cookies. I'm
going to
get 50 cents worth of them cookies. They butter two cookies. For a penny, which means I'm getting 50 damn cookies right there.
That's why you're diabetic today.
Yeah, I'm a diabetic right now. But I ain't going to stop there. I'm going back in the meat section. I'm going to get me a slice of that cheese because I want cheese with them cookies, right? I'm going to get me a ice cream sandwich, which is 10 cents. That's 10 cents. I'm going to get me a push-up. I'm going to get that the urge push-up.
You're stealing some of this. That is more than a dollar.
No. I'm going to get me a grape soda knee-high. It's got to be knee-high.
That's right, Jay.
Jay was a kid in the 20s, Tommy. It wasn't that expensive. Jay was a kid in the 20s.
I still got 50 cents left, Tommy, back in the day, man.
Make that money stretch.
I'm going to get me a bag of skins and some tater chips, and I'm good. I'm rolling up straight.
Good for
what are you
day.
Getting, Tommy?
All right, let me tell you what I got. I got a dollar, right? I got a dollar. I'm only going to buy two items. Both of them are 50 cents a piece. I'm going to get that Frito pie, all right? We're going to take them Fritos, turn it to the side, cut that side part off, and then we're going to dump some chili in there. They're going to give you a spoon for that. That's the bomb right there. Then I'm not going to get a drink. I'm going to get something different. I'm going to get what we call in Houston, Texas, a cool cup. It ain't nothing but frozen Kool-Aid in a styrofoam cup, but you eat half the styrofoam trying to get to it. You don't understand.
All right.
You be spitting styrofoam out and coming on back to it, baby. What? I got a Frito pie and a cool cup for a dollar. Uh-huh. You better ask somebody.
All right.
Okay. I'm in my chips with hot sauce.
All right, we got time for another question. All right, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. What were the TV rules in your house? Because now back in the day, you only had one. We only had one damn television. What was the rule for watching TV, and when could you watch it? What was it?
Here it is. I got one for you. If I turn the TV on, we watching what I say we watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, so I had to beat my little sister home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So whoever got home first. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Whoever got home first.
So if I'm in there watching Gilligan Island, don't come in there changing that. I'm watching Gilligan. Don't do that.
Wow. But that was families used to watch together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
See, ours was more like a baby boy situation. My daddy just come in and give me the remote. That was it.
That's it.
See, that's what's wrong with you, young boy.
Well,
guns and butter.
Ours was a little different because my mom didn't have the money to get us a television, so we watched television next door. But the lady, when she came home, she would say they were going to bed. Now, we live next doors, so we and my sister, we go home. But we could hear their ass watching TV as soon as she said they was going to bed. I'm like, damn, we had a TV on.
They were like you. They didn't like company.
Back in the day.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate your business every day. Thank you, Jay, for coming in another day.
Yeah. You going to be here tomorrow, Jay? Lord.
Three in a row.
Hail to the no.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.